Hello, this is Tracy Fitzpatrick, and I'm interviewing Macro Scheduler users about their experience with the software. With us now is Antonius Momak from NSYNC, now a division of Triple Point Technologies. Antonius, thank you for joining us.
Good to be here, Tracy.
I've really been looking forward to this interview for a variety of reasons. One of the things I do to prepare is, you know, a little background research on the company that I'll be interviewing the person from. And needless to say, I realized really quickly that you're a huge enterprise. You've got offices around the world, and you're an established leader in commodity trading solutions.
That's right, the risk stuff. And now with our product here that we specialize in at NSYNC, it's actually a hedge accounting system. So needless to say, we actually do a lot of number crunching.
yeah. you're one of the leaders, clearly. Well, when I looked at the company and what you do, it told me two things right away. The first is that you've got to have really rigorous testing processes in place, and that you probably have the budget to work with almost any testing tool you want. Is that a pretty true statement?
Well, yeah, you're right on both accounts. I mean, our tests, just to give you a little bit of a oversight of what we typically do, before we looked at automated solutions, our manual tests would be something that would be a six-month type of process, like processing for a company or a year, and it would step through all their general kind of daily record crunching and things like that to use the system. But it turned out that one of these tests in a Word document is something like 300 pages long. It would take a human something between 8 to, I don't know, 16 hours, more or less 2 days to complete. And, it's so many records. It definitely scares people when they first see these things. Mm-hmm. So on that account, yeah, our tests are pretty big and not something you want to do over and over and over again, which is kind of what automation is all about.
Right.
The second thing is, yeah, we basically had an open budget for picking any tool that would work for us. The main idea was just get something that works well, works efficiently, and, you know, that's where you'll realize all the value and something like that. So, yep, you're right on both accounts there.
Okay, and so if I understand correctly, you were pretty much responsible for selecting an automation tool.
Yeah, I'm still wondering how exactly I kind of stepped into this job. But I guess somebody had a good sense of what I'm about. It's probably because I'm kind of hard. In fact, I'm probably really cheap and really hard on anything I pick. which might be a really good thing, right? So I was, I was in charge of this whole thing. Everything was open to me. Do it anywhere I felt fit to do it. So I guess as anybody would, you know, come about doing it, I did a Google search for any kind of automation tools. And once you start looking at the sites, you'll find out there are something like 100 different things out there. All of them have different flavors. But what we were looking for particularly was something that would test the GUI aspect of our system. Mm-hmm. Basically, the way automation goes, there's, I guess, the driver, you know, like a tool that would actually drive or step through the system as a normal human would do. And Macro Scheduler does that excellent. It's a really great job of that. I mean, it's really simple, and it really acts, well, once you do the scripts, as a human, you know. So in that case, anything a human could do on the system or on Windows, you know, with your system, Macro Scheduler could definitely do that, which impressed me. And the second part is doing the verification. Basically making sure your inputs go through a process and then your outputs are always the same. And although Macro Scheduler, it doesn't have those like rigid facilities built in, it's so flexible that we were totally able to build any kind of verification we wanted to. So, you know, that's kind of where I found Macro Scheduler to work well. And that happened after reviewing, I don't know, something like 10 to 12 different products.
Wow.
And the best part about it was that Macro Scheduler was the last one I looked at almost. And the reason that's so good is because I kind of learned from all the other tools, you know, where there were problems, you know. So I'd go, like, use a particular tool and be like, oh, my God, this is so impossible. Just waiting for, we have, like, a process that does a restore of a database. We have a process called basically a restore of a database in our, it's basically kind of like a snapshot of where you were, you know, mm-hmm. before you do any processing or, right. or stuff like that. So the problem is that different machines would require different variable times of doing the restores. You know, some were faster, some were slower. It would all depend. And I swear to you, it would take me on different applications 2 or 3 painful days to try to get that process done. Some wouldn't work at all. To tell you the truth, I never got it to work, and I would just have to skip it. But with Macro Scheduler, it took about like 30 minutes of scripting.
Wow.
It was done. No, it's really impressive. I mean, it might just be the application that we're testing, but it's really hard to get certain things to work right. I mean, I remember once I had a demo because I was doing, you know, demos, and people would come on and they would show me, oh, yeah, check out this demo. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
So they would go through their basic, you know, process, and they know exactly, you know, the flashy stuff to show. And then I tried the product, and I couldn't get anything to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to think there's got to be something wrong with me, not the product, right? After a while, I was like, there's got to be something wrong with me. I just can't figure it out. So on one of the other tools we chose, we said, you know what, if you guys are going to do a demo for us, please let's just try, you know, one of those, you know, web conference things, and let's try to automate a little process in our system. You know, I just gave them like 10 pages to automate.
Sure.
Said, you know, we'll try to attack this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they said, great, we'll have an expert on the line. Take it. Go with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that even with an expert on the line, I mean, just logging into our application, because there's no image recognition that they could do. It was impossible. I mean, even with the expert, it took him like an hour. He tried a million different things,
and
we basically couldn't even log into the system. So after that, I was like, well, you know what? It's really that we have a pretty tough application to automate, and if anyone could do it, that would be like, I mean.
Right, something from the sky, right?
Yeah, truly. I mean, you know, we were about to wrap it all up, but then. Luckily, I did find Macro Scheduler, and the tutorials were really what set off, like, a fast-paced development.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good to know, and I'm glad you were actually able to find something that worked for you.
Yeah, you're not the only one, trust me.
Well, I know from speaking with you another time that you had mentioned in order to, you know, stay competitive in this market, you've got to be extremely responsive. And I understand you develop applications at an extremely rapid pace.
That's right. To me, our customer demands, I mean, whenever we have a new customer, typically they buy the system for what it already can do, and then they would almost customize it. Almost everybody is customized to meet their, you know, particular business needs. So in that sense, we usually have, I don't know, about 2 or 3 months of heavy development work almost every time we sign somebody new.
Wow.
That extends our system a lot.
Okay.
So in this case, you know, making any further changes, and as anybody could tell you, even a small change will have an impact on any previous development or any previous code that was working correctly. In our case, this can't be more true. I mean, usually we have new fields added to tables, new tables, a whole lot of the changes made to the system in many ways. For instance, we usually have something called a data update that, you know, updates. We have scripts that update database tables in our current system. It's not unreasonable to have upwards of 400 different data changes.
Wow.
To a system, yeah, between builds. So it's really, really, really a lot of changes that are made. So it's really important that we have a test that is precise.
Yeah, would you be able to do that with human?
With human, it's obviously those things we didn't even test. I mean, it's all, we just look at the surface of the business logic that gets to work. There's some comparison tools that might be able to check the databases, but the problem is it's new, you know, so you don't know if it was something that was supposed to be changed, if it was changed correctly, and that sort of thing. So what we've kind of come about to rely on is to say, hey, you know what, we have a process, right? Make sure all the unit testing for the new things are done by any valid business, you know, business analyst. And once they pass a certain test, it'll be added to a big slew of regression scripts. So these regression scripts, what they do is they pretty much step through the system doing, you know, what they needed to do every time. And I have, for instance, one of our biggest ones is a 6-month cycle. And what it does, it goes through and it does the processing, and it has something like, 50 or 60 contracts, which doesn't seem like much. But every step, I mean, relies on the previous step. So it's the 8-hour test, and at the end of it, there are like 362 tables or something like that that are checked. Every single record, every single field, and mm-hmm. if it passes that, I mean, it's pretty impressive. You know, if it actually passes, that's impressive. And there have been many catches. Almost every build, there are like 3 or 4 catches of things that, you know, aren't correct.
About how many man hours do you think that would take?
Well, the problem is, to tell you the truth, we wouldn't even be checking those tables previously, so mm-hmm. we were only able to introduce this very efficient checking with macro scheduler. If we didn't do it, if we did it manually, it takes at least 2 days to do mm-hmm. a test like that,
okay.
and we might not even catch everything, to tell you the truth. Other things could slip through the cracks that we aren't aware of. So now not only do we test quicker, because it's only 2 hours, the test actually only runs through 2 hours with macro scheduler.
Wow. From 2 days to 2 hours,
yeah.
essentially. And actually, we weren't even doing it before manually.
Yeah, exactly. And we weren't even checking. You know, it was mm-hmm. it was basically out of all those tables that I mentioned, we would do 2 table checks in a sense, because we're looking at results on screen, but they would reference 2 tables, and that would be times 6, so only 12 tables. Now we're doing 12 plus mm-hmm. 350 other ones that we weren't really checking before, scrutinizing. So,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, the benefits when you do it is tremendous. It really is. I mean, you definitely feel better for doing it. And the other thing is, I mean, I haven't mentioned it, but the other great thing about macro scheduler is that it basically just, again, acts like a human. So you could have interaction between applications, you know, like
uh-huh.
if you had you wanted to move things into Excel. So if your application touches more than one, and you really couldn't have, like, the hooks into the code to test, for instance, you could actually use macro scheduler to test the results on another application or what's being sent there. So it, in that sense, I mean, the tool is so flexible, it's basically up to your creativity. What you
right.
do with it.
Well, that's a great way to put it.
I mean, really, it is, because that's probably the challenge. Most people don't think of it as an automation software testing tool, because I guess in a sense those are, you know, they adhere to a certain paradigm, you know. You have to test the software this way, and you only have a few ways to see your results. With macro scheduler, that isn't the case.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so open to any way you feel like doing the verification, running your test, you know. I mean, one of the things I built, which I'm pretty kind of happy about, is we have a test that has to do with what we call data retention policy. You know, we archive the system based on a few different criteria. You know, if it's a month-end close, all these other things that are business rules. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to get into it. But one of the challenges is that this test, this is the longest one we have, because it has to do archives, and we've run through, I think it's 3 years worth of processes. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a very long test, and that one at a minimum takes 24 hours, 3 days. And you'd want to test it on a number of different platforms, SQL Server 2000, 2005, yada, yada, yada. So, you know, basically at the end of a build, you have a person doing this test for 2 weeks. The one thing that we never had before is we never had a way to, if, let's say, you made a mistake, I don't know, 240 pages into it, and the, you know, mistake was back on page 160, we had no way to roll back to that point in time. You'd basically have to start the whole test over.
Uh-huh.
In fact, it was your fault. Yeah, it's not appealing at all.
No.
But with macro scheduler, we're in the process of actually automating it now. I said, you know what, it'd be nice if we had, you know, at the end of each month, if we could just have a way of rolling back to this point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, using SQL Server, there's a way to do a database backup.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we
mm-hmm.
totally built a tool with macro scheduler in about 2 hours that would let us roll back and forth to any point in the test plan that we
wow.
wanted to. Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, after that was done, I was like, I'm so glad we got this. I mean, I can't imagine any other tool that would let you get into that.
That's excellent.
It,
again,
it's
you were really
cool.
using your creativity there.
Yeah, that's another thing. As long as you could think it and you could see it happening, you could do it. I'd be surprised if you can't, you know. I'm willing to take requests from people if they're interested in finding out, you know, how they would go about setting up.
Well, thank you. That's a great offer, and you know, that's one of the reasons we're doing these interviews, is to help our community, because we have a really strong community. Everyone's really helpful on the forums.
You're not joking. I have to interject, because the community helped me out many times, and in fact, that's one of the other awesome things to support. I mean, Marcus, he's usually there and answers questions even if you post to the discussion forum in, like, less than 2 hours, which
wow.
is great because
yeah.
he's a top-level guy, and
that's
he knows
great.
Exactly what you need. Yeah. I mean, I looked at other tools, you know, something that would cost, like, $1,500, and all their support was emails from Russia, so you'd have to wait for, like, 2 days to get an answer.
That's helpful.
Yeah. No, it really wasn't. So, I mean, the support level is incredible. It really is. That's why I love giving back.
Yeah, and I know that you have been helpful on the forum as well, and, you know, I know that's appreciated.
Yeah, anytime I can. I like to give back because I'm like, oh, look at this cool thing I just found out how to do. And
wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, Antonius, thank you very much for your time. This has been an excellent story, and I have a feeling that a lot of the community will benefit. And also thanks for your offer for people to reach out. I'm sure they can find your contact information in the forum.
Yeah, I'm usually in the forum, and I'll try to check the automation discussion forum a little more often to make sure I'm posting a few things and just open up the creativity again.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Well, thank you very much. Now for our audience, if you found this macro scheduler story useful, you may like to listen to our other user story podcasts by visiting our website at www.mjtnet.com. Or if you have a story of your own to share, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email to sharemystory@mjtnet.com. Thank you so much again, Antonius.
My pleasure.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.